Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect, and boy, we are truly doing a connection program today. I want you all welcome to the studio Pastor Daniel McCabe with Legacy Church, and Eddie B. is a pastor-songwriter, and he joins us to talk about Conviction for Christ Ministries, and we have Pedro Jaramillo. He's the director and pastor of Expect a Miracle. And we have a young man, Thomas Hata. He has been going through 4.5 years of work in the Expect a Miracle ministry and is about to start and is already doing ministry and stuff like that. Thomas, I'm excited to hear about your how the rehabilitation and the work and all the things that you've done to work to this level is happening. So, Daniel, hey, man, I got to start with you. You're kind enough to set all of this up. Earlier in the week, we had Travis and Dustin on.
Right.
Talking about the homeless outreach and things that Legacy is doing. Daniel, Legacy Church is really reaching out into the community in a lot of ways. Kind of summarize for us what, you know, your staff's getting together at some point and saying, gee, there's this need, this need, this need. You've got these young men here surrounding us and others who come to you, and somehow you have an association, and you say, yeah, we want to stand beside them. Tell us about that process. What's going on?
Well, Eddie B. over here with Conviction Ministries, he's just happy you called him young.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was like, wow.
If you all could have seen that smile.
Well, as you mentioned, you had Travis with Steelbridge on earlier in the week. That's one of the ministries that we've come alongside to help and support in the community. That's still a community-based outreach, though. We're not trying to support it 100%. We're coming alongside to make sure they didn't have to close their doors and keep things moving along. And I'm sure you know they've almost tripled their numbers in the past few months, just being able to see that. And then, you know, we've got some of these other ministries here with Eddie and Conviction Ministries, and then Pastor Pedro with what he's got going on with Expect a Miracle. And so here's how that works is, again, these are not Legacy Ministries. Both of these gentlemen, they just came to Legacy as church members.
Nice.
So they were just attending church. They never asked us for a thing. Now we've come alongside, and with our missions, a portion of our missions dollars do go to both of these ministries, just like with Steelbridge and many of the other ministries that we support, from food banks in the city to different outreaches. Of course, the things that we do for Make-A-Wish, we just gave them over $165,000 last month just to help with multiple wishes, you know, over 15 wishes to help them. So constantly trying to partner, and doesn't necessarily have to be a quote-unquote Christian-based organization, but where people can see the love of Jesus. So then we've come along, and, you know, you look at someone like Eddie. He's got a great all over the Southeast U.S., and so he's based here. He actually just started a school here, a school of ministry that they've just opened up a building. So he was in a construction project but opened up his building. But he was actually in 270 prisons last year alone as he travels. So that kind of just sets up the different things that we get to be a part of. And that's just a nice thing for our church members to come alongside. And they know that their mission dollars are affecting Albuquerque, New Mexico, the U.S., and, of course, the world as well.
I want to, as we're talking about this, my daughters actually told me this. They said that, Dad, what you've got to do before you start interviewing people is you need to tell people on their cell phones where they can go to a website and look at it while you're talking to them on the radio. Well, of course, I'm an old guy. I'm thinking, well, everybody wants to look at this after the radio show. So I'm going to start right now and say, as we're talking about this, you can go to legacychurchnm.com. And you can find out a lot about this and links. Eddie B., he has a ministry called Conviction for Christ Ministries. And you can go to eddieb.net.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And find out what's going on with your ministry. And then, of course, we have Expect a Miracle, NM for New Mexico.
Correct.
.com?
Yes.
.com. So Expect a Miracle. And truly, there are miracles going on all of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, you are a musician. Resume says you're quite a songwriter and have been received some nice awards. Tell me how you're working with people that are incarcerated and or just released from prison.
Sure. Well, you know, like he said, we did about 270 prisons last year across the United States. We use music as a tool. You know, we've always used that music as a tool because it draws a lot of guys out that normally don't come to church at all.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these guys, they'll come to church, they get the music. And what we do is we also give out music away for free So when we go to these facilities, we're able to not only impact them, but we impact their families because their families get the CDs and we have altar calls at the end of the CD. And we get a lot of people that call us and say, hey, you know, I accepted Christ, man. What's the next step from there? And so then we try to plug them into a local church that's in that area, in that state. So the music part is just, again, it's a tool that we use to really bring people in. But I love writing music. I've been doing music my whole life. So it's really my first love is music.
Now, I have to share this with you. I was born without rhythm. So worship leaders around this city have, I've had three different ones that I'm close to friendships and everything else. And of course, this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but they've all told me, Jim, a joyful noise to the Lord would be you to just hum over on the side. You know, I remember taking piano lessons and my mom would play the metronome, click, yep, click, 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 as slowly as it would go. And I couldn't keep the rhythm. So I, you know, Eddie, I listened to a little bit
humming,
of your music.
Humming is actually pretty good, so.
Yeah, well, it's something, right?
You know, some people hum a song and it sounds great, right?
Yeah, well, I won't tell you that I'm tone deaf also, because that would just be really tragic, but that's really true. Hey, I want to, as we finish the first segment here, and we're going to go with you guys five or six segments today, the whole hour, want to say hello to Pastor Pedro. Expect a miracle. What a ministry you guys have. And Pastor Pedro, I've had a little bit of involvement, made some donations to the program. I've had a couple of people that I know that have gotten, they've been ministering down there. Pastor Con Tweeten, Washed by the Words, gone down and taught some Bible studies, thinks a lot about the ministry. And what you are doing is you are taking men and women who have substance abuse issues. And I'm not sure if that is limited at all, but they come and they commit to a year with you.
That's correct.
And they're involved in Bible studies, caring for one another. I wanted to let people know around Albuquerque, if you see people selling banana bread, it's, first of all, some real good bread.
Thank you.
And hey, I encourage everybody to buy that, because the folks that are selling that have made that bread, or at least their team has. They are out raising money for the ministry. So if you can spend $5, maybe that's not the greatest bargain in the world for a loaf of bread, but I have to tell you, it's the greatest bargain to support a ministry that's really doing some effective work.
Awesome. Thank you.
So
just a quick note, because I think this is sometimes important for people. That bread, Pastor Pedro's team, they're in a commercial-grade kitchen. That kitchen's inspected.
Yeah.
They're not doing it out of their house or some second-rate place. I mean, they have to do things by code, by the book. So that stuff's safe to eat, good to eat. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's good stuff. I mean, this is not going to buy something that you're not going to enjoy. You're really going to enjoy it. In fact, the only problem with it, Daniel, is it doesn't last very long, right? You would expect if you pay $5, that bread's going to stay on the table for a little while.
Then I think we need to make the loaves a little bigger.
Oh, no. I think you just need to buy three loaves instead of one. There you go.
But if you think about it, it's a nice way. They're not just out begging for money. They're working. They're trying to do something. They're gaining skills as they're learning how to clean up, how to make something, and how to go out and learning interpersonal skills to communicate with someone. When some of those people, when they enter the program, they can't do that. One of the young women, ladies that went through the program, she now works for us on one of our teams, a housekeeping team. And she was not functional in any normal, what we would consider normal functional way when she went into the program. And so they're definitely taking people that are really struggling, and all of these pieces, including the bread, help them learn what they need to be able to function as a contributing member of society.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Eddie B said. He uses music as a tool.
Yeah.
We use banana bread as a tool to open up the gospel to people that are out in the streets and the businesses. And it's just a means to be able to spread the word. And we just use the bread.
Well, we're excited today to have in studio Pastor Daniel McCabe with Legacy Church, singer-songwriter, pastor-singer Eddie B. and his ministry, Conviction for Christ Ministries. Pedro Jaramillo, he is the pastor and director of Expect a Miracle, and Thomas Hodder, which we'll hear from in our next segment. He is a young man that's been through the program and is about to start doing some ministry. So you get to see in this program today how God's working, and we're excited to talk to all of you a little bit more. We're going to say thank you to some of our sponsors right now. We'll be back in just a minute.
What are you doing to enhance your marriage?
We want to be on the same page.
Even when that gets tough.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember.
It was one of, like, the best weekends ever.
We just want to soak in all this knowledge.
It was fun and practical.
The Weekend to Remember is coming to the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa February 21st.
Just do it, because you're going to get something good out of this.
Wow, this is really making a difference.
Take your marriage from good to great. Visit WeekendToRemember.com.
Moving with integrity. Slater Transfer and Storage is family-owned with over 30 years in the moving industry. They offer many services to cover all your moving needs. Local and long-distance movers committed to excellence on every move. They also have on-site storage. Begin your next move with a free, no-obligation quote. Call 505-345-8841. That's 505-345-8841. Located at 6900 Washington Street Northeast, or online at slateratlas.com.
When we see horrific images of children suffering due to terrorism, emotions are natural, but that is not enough. We need to take action. Please save the date for Reload Love's annual Love Bomb, the weekend of February 8th and 9th. Listen to Lenya Heitzig.
Reload Love wants to drop the L-bomb. We have the opportunity to bring materials and counseling and encouragement right now to kids impacted by ISIS.
On February 8th and 9th, Reload Love launches its annual Love Bomb weekend, a 48-hour virtual campaign of giving to bring aid to children throughout the world who've been impacted by the horror of terrorism. Reload Love is an army of love, providing trauma relief, medical supplies, academic programs, and safe spaces for children victimized by terrorism. We dream of a day when children do not fear for their lives. But today, hope must be combined with action. Save the date to drop the love bomb, February 8th and 9th, ReloadLove.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with ABQ Connect in the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. And we do take commercial breaks, guys. I appreciate the sponsors so much, because they're the ones that keep the ministry going. Yep, we hope that everybody that's listening will go and take a look at a car at the car dealers that sponsor us. I hope you'll go by the restaurants that sponsor us and do business with people, because they are conscientious about giving and tithing and living generously, which is a tenet that we're going to talk to Daniel McCabe about at Legacy Church. So let me let you know one more time, Pastor Daniel McCabe with Legacy Church in studio with us, pastor, songwriter, and singer Eddie B. here with us. His ministry is called Conviction for Christ Ministries. We have Pastor Pedro Jaramillo. He's also the director of Expect a Miracle, and Thomas Hodder, who's been part of Expect a Miracle as a person that's gone through the rehabilitation program. Right. And Thomas, let's start there, my friend. You came to the program, Daniel just said. There are some people that are employed at Legacy that came to them through Expect a Miracle, and the miracle has happened. They're restored. They've gotten away from these addictions and things. Tell us about you a little bit.
Well, you know, it's I call myself a human garbage can. What it was is I would put anything and everything inside my body that I shouldn't have, and I did that for years. What I did is I just continued to, just treat myself bad, pretty much. I was a con man. I would do whatever I could to get whatever I wanted out of people. And, you know, I did that, like I said, for years, at least a good 20 years of my life. I figured that the life that I was living was a great life. I enjoyed it very much. So I didn't want to change. But it finally got to a point where it was just catching up to me. I was just couldn't hold down a job. Family was not excited about me being around anymore. So, you know, I finally had to come to a point where I had to figure out what I was going to do. And I had just lost a job. And I was getting evicted from where I was living. And I was like, I got to do something. So it's pretty cool. We were just talking about bread, and it was because of the bread that I was able to find out about Expect the Miracle. That went into my dad's shop, and my dad bought a bread, gave him a card, and he kept the card. And so I called my dad, and I said, hey, I got to get some help. I heard about some places, you know, in Texas and down in the south part of the state. And he said, well, I know a place. So I've heard of it. Let me call, and I'll call you back. So he said, hey, he said, there's Expect the Miracle. He said, it's faith-based. They said they have a bed for you. He said, we know you, how you feel about God and all that. I was like, well, I don't care. I need to try something. And, man, I didn't really think that I was going to stay. I figured that I would be there for like about 30 days or so, just long enough to make my family think that I was gonna do good.
I was gonna ask you, Thomas, did you think you could go into that situation and take advantage of
Advantage? Oh, absolutely. That's all I did. I always took advantage of everybody. Mm-hmm. I figured that I would be able to just con my way into everything. I'll be honest with you, I even thought after reading the Bible a little bit, I was like, wow, I can make money off of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the mentality that I had. Sure. I was still thinking of the world. You know, I wasn't thinking anything else. I was just trying to get a hustle. And it wasn't until some time in the home, probably about 6 months in, I really had an encounter with Christ where I don't like to talk about it too much, but I wrecked one of our vehicles, our box truck that we had, ran into a tree, the top part of it. And, you know, I was ready to leave the ministry. I was ready to go. And, everybody told me to stay. And so I stayed, went back to the house. Pastor Pedro said, hey, let me go talk to you outside. Wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen when we went outside. But he asked me what happened. And
Pastor Pedro has some pretty big fists.
Yeah. Pastor, he's a big guy, you know. I wasn't going to go down without a fight though, you know.
Oh,
I was
there
gonna...
you go. Okay.
But he asked me what happened, and I told him, I said, you know, I started crying, and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm just so, I don't know what I did, I wasn't thinking, and I said, whatever you want to do, I understand, you know, I don't care. And he just looked at me, and he said, I love you. Mm. That was it.
Wow.
He said, I love you. And that was the first time that I felt the true love of anybody, and I knew that was Christ. And from that moment on, I knew it was my job and my responsibility that everybody else feel that same love. So, I mean, it totally changed my life. It changed my life whenever that happened because I had never felt that type of love.
In the 4 years that you've been there.
Yeah.
And now you're ministering to people that are coming into the program. Yeah. Is the statement, you can't con the con man, pretty true?
Yeah.
And you let people go through that. A lot of people coming into the program probably think that same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And you
absolutely.
Just love them and work with them, and then all of a sudden God gets a hold of them.
That's all we can do. We can't do anything else because they're so used to getting reaction out of somebody or somebody getting upset because of something. But whenever you show them something different, something they've never felt or experienced before in their lives, it kind of throws them off a little bit at first.
Yeah, yeah.
But then as they see that it's something genuine and something true and something pure, something that it has to be of God. It can't be of man because man will defile anything that they can. But if it's of God, it's just something so amazing. And you start seeing a transformation in people's lives that can't be explained, but other than God,
yeah.
God working in them.
I love it. Let's shift now to Eddie B. Eddie, you've got ministries in prisons around the country.
Yes, sir.
And I would imagine that folks that are substance abusers that don't find a great program like Expect a Miracle, a lot of them end up in prison.
Yes, sir. Well, unfortunately, that is the truth, that a lot of them are in prison. Drug-related crimes are definitely on the rise as far as in the prison system. They're locking them up. But they're doing a lot of things now to help them as far as getting them education. Statistic-wise, it's like there's 70% of people that are incarcerated do not have a father in their life.
Oh, wow.
Versus in the United States, 65% don't have a father in their life. Mm-hmm. So it's not a high jump, but it is a jump. But here's the deal. They did a statistic. 84% go back within 6 months of their release.
Oh, my goodness.
But if they have 2 years of biblical college before they leave, only 8% went back in 3 years.
Wow.
So we know that Christ is working, and the prison system, I've been doing this for 28 years, so the prison system has changed in the last 10 years as far as being more acceptable towards Christian curriculum and having a lot more curriculum come in that's Christ-based. So they're seeing that recidivism rate change because of who Christ is. Not anything that we do, but it's who Christ does mm-hmm. inside of us. So mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing that I see happening in the prison system now is that Christ is keeping these guys and these women out of prison and sustaining their life through even all the mess that they created, right?
Right.
So it's a real blessing to see that work.
Well, Eddie's ministry is called Conviction for Christ Ministries. across the United States and over 200 prison systems doing Bible studies and things, you can find all about it at www.eddieb.net. And find out about the ministry. And Eddie, as the last part of this segment, we've got about 30 seconds left in this segment. How can people come alongside of you? Are you looking for people to help you with Bible studies? You're looking to
sure.
raise money, all
yeah.
those kind of things?
Yeah, sure. I mean, of course, that you know, that, a lot of ministries, that's what we all do. We're looking to, you know, expand. My whole thing is I'm a soul winner. I love to win souls. And if I can utilize anybody that wants to go inside the prison system, I'll utilize them and train them. To go in the prison systems to minister the gospel effectively. Mm. Amen.
Awesome stuff. We'll be back with more. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
I'm Sarah Crutchfield, owner of High Desert Hospice. After 32 years in healthcare, I know how important high-quality care is for those facing end of life. Whether as a patient or a family member, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle of corporate company trying to provide hospice care. Corporate policies often prevent services patients and their families need. That's why I founded High Desert Hospice, to provide the loving care we'd give to our own family. Let our family take care of yours. HighDesertHospice.care.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Back with ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us. In studio today, I've got Pastor Daniel McCabe. He is a pastor at Legacy Church, helping support Pastor Steve and all the work going on over there. And I also have singer Eddie B. He is a songwriter, singer, and directs the ministry Conviction for Christ Ministries. We just heard from him. And then Pedro Jaramillo. Pastor Pedro is the director of Expect a Miracle, and he's brought Thomas Hata, who you heard from in the last segment, a little bit of his testimony, how he went through the rehabilitation program with Expect a Miracle. And now, Daniel, I'm coming back to you.
Sounds good.
You know, you go to the LegacyChurchNM.com website, and the first thing you see is that you help people connect with God, grow relationships, and live generously. And, you know, that's an amazing thing. What do you see God doing with the Legacy family in the community because of these precepts?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. You're right. We want to connect people with God. We want them to know God, know his ways. And so that becomes the first step. And that's why, you know, you begin to talk and listen to some of these guys. You heard Eddie just talking about soul winning. That becomes critical to us, that we want to reach people down and out, up and out, whatever's going on in their life, that they understand that they need Jesus. So we want to reach out to the lost. And that's why we have some of the different events that we have to bring people in so that they can, the lost can have an opportunity. You know, we don't have an event, even an outside event, is not allowed at any of our campuses unless they're willing to do an altar call.
Yeah.
So if a concert comes in, they know they got to do an altar call. It's interesting, you know, it's been a fight with different Christian musicians over the years. We just say, well, then no, you can go somewhere else, because we're going to give people the opportunity to respond to Christ's love for them at the end of an event. So that's,
and by
that's
the way,
Pastor
Steve does that. I've yeah. attended services 4 or 5 times in the past year. Everyone I've been to, Pastor Steve saying, hey, you want to receive Christ? Let us know right now.
Yeah. So we want people to connect with God. And then we believe as they go on that journey, that they're, their journey, whatever that may be exactly. It's going to be a little different for everyone, but we want them to grow relationships. So to get connected and to begin to grow a relationship. They do that by getting involved, by serving, by helping out some of these other ministries, and they meet other people. And we know that that's what happens, that we can help each other out based on relationships. And then because of all the different things, what the Bible says, we see these opportunities that we have, these ministries that we have to support. We do want people to live generously with their time. And, of course, that means with their money as well, that they would honor God with their money and that we would be able to steward that to be effective to reaching more people so that more people can connect with God.
I don't know if I'll state this correctly, Daniel, but I think you'll agree. We don't give with the expectation that we're going to be given back more.
Right.
It's not like, okay, God, I'll give you 10 bucks. You're going to give me 100. But you know what the truth is that when you do live generously, God just blesses you.
Yep, he does take care of you.
He does. And it's a principle that is throughout Scripture.
For sure.
And it's an amazing thing. Let me ask you one other thing, Daniel, about the men really that are around you. So you see gifts and calling. How do you guys discern that in people's lives?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think part of it becomes, as I mentioned, these guys didn't come in, and you know, I get there's lots of ministries, lots of people trying to do something, and they all need funding to make it work. But these guys came in, and they connected with God. They were connected with God. They grew relationships before they ever, and they never really asked for anything. It's just we build these relationships, see what they're doing, see the call of God on their life, and then we come alongside and support them. Mm-hmm. So it's really just being able to see that faithfulness, see that longevity. And, you know, you look at something like what Eddie's doing. We have a prison ministry at our church as well that kind of we have volunteers, but that's local. And so Eddie's able to go local. He's able to go throughout the U.S. And when we look at that, I mean, what did Jesus say in Matthew 25? I was in prison. You came to visit me. Everyone's freaking out. Like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these but brothers of mine, you did for me. Mm-hmm. And so what a great opportunity. What a specific call that we're given to help those that are hurting, those that are down and out, those that are in prison so that they can get the help they need and change their lives, break some of the cycles that they've impacted their lives based on maybe where they grew up or just some bad decisions that they made. Whatever the case may be, story's going to be a little bit different for each one, but understanding their need to connect with God and to break that cycle so they get out of that.
Yeah, I want to mention another ministry. We had Dustin King with Legacy Church on, and he kind of coordinates some of the homeless ministry, and
right. He's
kind of the liaison with the Albuquerque Public Schools and stuff and the work you're doing with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Right.
And you guys have taken Feed New Mexico Kids. Of course, we have Holly Schlade on the program frequently. But that's a ministry where a church can basically say, look, I'd like to feed this school.
Right.
Or five schools or whatever. And you guys have had volunteers come out of the woodwork. You're putting together over 500 snack packs a week.
Right.
I mean, that's a God thing.
Right. I mean, it's great to be able to. I mean, it's amazing when you begin to look at what Holly started to that need that she saw, and then for us to come alongside and say, okay, we're gonna take this thing on, take it to another level. The people in our church, they live generously. They've taken it to another level, to where you know we're able to do things during the school year. We help to do in the summer because now you have a child that they're used to being able to go get breakfast and lunch at school every day. Summer break to them means now I don't have that.
I have no food. Come alongside
and help out. Same thing with Christmas break. They, you know, Christmas break's great. Kids want, you know, sleep in, stay up late. But for many children in New Mexico, that's a time when they're not guaranteed breakfast or lunch and those two meals. So that's why, again, we come alongside and do a whole bunch for those couple of weeks to help those children. Actually, we got to go into schools and actually give out food in the school as a church, give out toys this year. We were able to do a lot this year with some of the schools as they begin to understand what we're doing, trying to help them, trying to partner with them, not trying to get in their way, not trying to stop what they're doing, but help them out. Yeah, we got to go into an elementary school and a big, huge assembly, give all those kids toys and give them food to help them out.
Here's what I'm amazed at. You have a secular organization like the Albuquerque Public Schools, and we hear in the media all the time how these government organizations and stuff, they don't want anything to do with Christians because all Christians want to do is talk and preach and proselytize. But the truth is that that's not what Christians want to do. Christians want to share their faith when you ask them, Right. And you train people up and they know how to do that. But what you've really got them committed to do is to meet the physical needs of people and to love on them,
right,
no matter what they believe.
Right.
That's the coolest part, is you are loving, God is using you to love people into the kingdom. And I'm so amazed by that, because that's a long suffering ministry. That's a commitment to a relationship for a long time. And I'm embarrassed to say that when I was a young Christian, and there was nothing wrong with, you know, the three spiritual laws tracks, but what we did early on 30, 40 years ago was we'd come up to somebody, we were out witnessing, I put that in quotes, right? And we'd walk up to them and we'd share with them the three spiritual laws. And if they didn't immediately agree with us, we would just blow them off and walk to the next person. That's not ministry. That's not the way it works. And I'm really, really blessed to hear about all the things going on. And I want to shift now over to Pedro. Pedro Jaramillo, he is the director and pastor of Expect a Miracle. Pedro, tell us a little bit about Expect a Miracle, what you do, how people can... You have somebody that might be drug addicted or faced with some other issue. How do they get in touch with you guys?
All right. So, yes, first of all, we are a faith-based ministry. It is going to be Bible-based prayer, going to church, attending church. We do praise and worship. We consider ourselves a discipleship program. So what we do is we go out. We witness to those that are in the streets of Albuquerque, in the streets of Colorado, in the streets of Arizona, and even in the streets of Texas, and we share the gospel. We let them know that they have a place to come to. Bring them in. We start to discipleship them. We start to teach them. We start to raise them up. And, you know, our goal is, the vision is to be able to, open up more homes around the world, you know, plant homes in different parts of the states and in different parts of the city. And recently we actually, with Eddie B here, we had a man in the program for quite some time, and he needed help. And, you know, we kind of teamed up, and, I actually had a man that was ready and that was able to help Eddie B assist him. And I think he was with Eddie B for a while. You know, so it was a blessing to be able to help out. Not just our ministry, but now I raise up a man that was able to help out, you know, like conviction ministry as well, and assist Pastor Eddie. And, you know, we're just more of a discipleship program. We want to be able to open up more homes. We want to be able, if it's God's will, to open up more churches.
So let me give you a scenario. I'm a parent, and I'm just blessed that I didn't have any addiction programs with my children. But let's say I have a child, and I know black tar heroin is a big problem in New Mexico, and they have this addiction. Is that something you can help me with my child?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
What do I do? How do I call you?
So they can reach out to us either on our website, which is www.expectamiracleabq.com, or they can call us on our landline, which is 505-565-2140. What we do is we just simply do a phone interview with them. We kind of run down, the process of our home, you know, explain to them what it is that they're going to be getting into, what we require, what we expect for when they do come in, to just simply join with us in fellowshipping and getting into Bible studies and going to church and, you know, accepting that, because a lot of people want just a place to stay, but they don't want to hear the word.
Right.
They don't want to have to go to church. They just want a place to just to come and sleep, to be able to be fed, and then to do whatever else they want to do.
Yeah.
So we have a little bit more structure in our program to, like, you know, Pastor Daniel said, with the lady that is now working at Legacy, you know, we have to bring them in and explain to them exactly what they're getting into, because we're pretty much a strict home, you know, we're a strict program. And it's something
so people
that
aren't going to be able to sneak stuff in and keep doing what they're doing.
Correct. Yes.
And I know you're trying to be gentle with that, but hey, you got to remember, a lot of our listeners have an athletic background, they have a music background, they have academic backgrounds, they've been through, you know, former military people understand discipline and that kind of thing. And there's just times in our life, and I'll switch over to Thomas now, where, you know, maybe sometime in our lives, like it's unfortunate to hear that a lot of our veterans have substance abuse problems. So maybe they've lost that focus on discipline and taking care of themselves, and maybe things get kind of overwhelming. But they can come to expect a miracle, and there's people there that are going to stand with them, beside them. I would imagine detoxing and all of those things is not a real easy thing.
No, it's not.
Thomas, tell me.
Man, it's really hard. So it's alcohol and heroin are the only two things that you withdraw from that you could actually die from. It's a very difficult thing that we have to work with. But what we do with those situations is we have caretakers that are with them 24/7. And what we do is we just constantly just make sure that we're taking care of.
So you could actually die during the withdrawal process.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. You can, because it's so severe. It attacks your whole body. Mm. It's like there's been times whenever people have been told, don't stop drinking because you'll die. Mm. Don't stop doing this because you will die, because it grabs a hold of you. Mm. But what we do is through prayer, we'll have prayer chains through the night, where we'll pray. Each one of the guys in the home, will come in and pray for 30 minutes. And just be watching over this man, and just ensuring that we take care of their every needs. That's part of us showing the love of Christ to someone that didn't know that they would be able to have that. We want to be a beacon of light and hope to men and women that thought that they were only going to be what they were going to be for the rest of their lives. What the world has told them that they're going to be, that they're going to be nothing but drug addicts or whatever. But God says that you're a child of the Most High.
Yeah.
That you know, you're my son, and I'm going to show you how I treat my children.
Amen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more from ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade from Dave Slade and Associates. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
You know, Holly, we talk to a lot of people who, you know, think about selling their home or buying a home. But is there a best time of year to sell a home?
You know, in the Albuquerque market, there is. I should say the Albuquerque Rio Rancho Metro market. We are very much a bell-shaped curve in our community, because we're a family community. And so our families like to really move around toward the end of a school year, try and get settled before the beginning of the next school year. So we see a whole lot of activity from May through September. So if you're really interested in getting your home sold quickly, the spring and summer months are really a wonderful time to do it.
Okay, that's some great information, especially for those who may have really thought it was one or the other. I've got a couple times during the year that it would be maybe more beneficial to consider doing that. Really, probably the best thing for them to do is connect with you.
Absolutely.
How would they do that?
They can give us a call directly at 505-342-8100, and we would be happy to walk them through the process, happy to come out and give a free market analysis.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Pastor Daniel McCabe with Legacy Church in studio, along with pastor, singer-songwriter Eddie B. and Pedro Jaramillo. He is pastor and director of Expect a Miracle, and Thomas Hata, who's about to be a pastor, minister, and gone all the way through the program. We've appreciated your testimony. Thomas, I'm gonna shift gears a little bit, because I'm so excited that all of you are part of a fellowship at Legacy. You're all working in different ministries. Legacy's helping. We want the community to also come behind you and support you and volunteer and share their time and live generously, as Daniel said earlier. But Daniel, Pastor Steve Smotherman is a guy that pulls no punches when he talks about our community and the need for Christians to stand up and get involved in politics.
Right.
We're right now in the middle of the legislative session. What are things that you're trying to encourage Christians to do that will help us in the political process?
Well, we definitely want Christians to vote. We want them to believe God, who they need to vote for, so get registered to vote. We just registered some people this weekend. A couple weeks ago for a few weekends, we had Right to Life out to get petitions, because even though this legislative session is supposed to just focus on the budget and money, we know that there was a plan that the governor was going to try and sneak that partial birth abortion back in like she did last year. Mm-hmm. And so we got lots and lots of signatures to try and help her realize it's not going to be something that you can just sneak past everyone and make happen easily. So because it's unbelievable, when it looks at and how sad for our city and what happens when it comes to abortion and partial birth abortion and late term abortion,
right,
and what's allowed in our community. So definitely do those type of things. We'll see, at different times if the right candidates come in, the pastor may allow the people to ask them questions and vet them and meet them. And the way the system works in the state, you got to get a certain number of signatures as well. So we've done that with someone this past weekend that, had same values, been fighting the fight when it comes to life. So those are some of the things that we'll do to get involved and we've done things for years. It's been, 15 years doing different things, whether it be in Santa Fe or in Albuquerque, to fight the fight so that our biblical worldview and biblical, what we believe isn't taken away.
I have a unique position being in ABQ Connect. We're trying to connect. We want the whole Christian community here. We want the Catholic community. You mentioned the late-term abortion bill last year. A lot of evangelical Christians out there, big churches around town talking all about that and contacting their legislators. But I had to give kudos to the Catholic Church, because those folks stood up, man. They came out and a lot of the Archdiocese was involved. In fact, the Archdiocese was involved in the Right to Life Walk last week, the second day of the legislature last week ago, Wednesday. And there was 600-700 people in the roundhouse, marching for the right to life. And so we want to just keep people that believe in Christ, we want them to get the information, be informed,
right,
and vote and run for office.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, that's a special thing, though. I mean, even our legislators and our state senators, we're one of the only states in the country that doesn't actually pay our representatives to be part of our government. Now, they get a small stipend for lunch and, for a hotel room if you're going to stay up in Santa Fe. But as it's kind of expensive in Santa Fe. So nobody's getting rich off of that.
Sure.
So I want to shift gears now, and I'm asking kind of a political question right now. Our state is faced with possibly legalizing marijuana. So I'm looking at Eddie B, and he's kind of shaking his head. He's been working with guys that have been incarcerated, have a background of using drugs illegally, at least in this state. Marijuana has not been legal unless you're on medical marijuana. Eddie, what's your thought about how these things should be considered?
Well, it's not my thought process. It's just fact. Any state that they legalized marijuana in, crime rate went up.
Yeah.
So even in Colorado, that was the first thing they started experiencing, was they started experiencing a lot of crime rate. People were coming from other states to come in there and buy marijuana there in that state. And then therefore they were coming across the border, well, not the border, the state line. Mm-hmm. And then they were committing another crime. So it doesn't really, I don't think it alleviates anything. I think it causes more problems than it does anything else. And by legalizing it, I think this state already is in a crucial state, because we have a lot of crime in the state.
Yes.
If we legalize that, I think we're going to be headed to, I'm just going to say the word, a disaster, because it's going to create more addicts. It's going to create more crime. I mean, it's like, when they say they put these, like a bar, right? They put a bar in a community that doesn't have any crime rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you put that bar in that community, it's a known fact that community will start having increase in crime. So by saying that we want to have these things, not Christians, obviously, but the right politicians, they're saying they want more crime in our state, but they're also legislating saying, hey, we want to fix crime in our state. This is not going to fix crime. It's going to actually increase crime.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. And, you know, I've looked at some national statistics on DUI. New Mexico has a terrible driving program problem. But in the last 3 years, it's actually been diminishing. Colorado's, up until the time they legalized marijuana, was on the decline. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
As soon as they legalized marijuana, DUI cases have increased in the state of Colorado. These seem like they're simple statements that should be considered by the leadership, but somehow tax revenue and the almighty dollar kind of gets in the way and clouds the view of all these folks. But I'm not sure why we haven't figured out, based on all the states that have legalized it. Look, here's the way the budget looks without this. With it, this is how much the increase in crime is. This is how much, and I want to ask Thomas this. So marijuana necessarily isn't addictive. Am I correct about that?
Right.
Okay, but I understand that, you know, as with most addictions, this is true with pornography and drugs and alcohol, that there's what they call the law of diminishing return.
Okay.
So that you need more and more of whatever the substance is
right.
to get high.
Right.
Well, at some point, you switch to another drug.
Exactly.
And that's where the addictions and those kind of things come in.
Correct? Exactly. And that's what they call marijuana, a gateway drug. You know, it's where it leads to other things. I can say for myself, yeah, I started probably about 12 years old smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you know, I start doing other things. I start taking a little drink here, maybe, you know, do this here, do that there. But yeah, it leads to other things. So yeah, you know, it's going to create a problem no matter what. It's going to give opportunity. And I'm just going to say it too, that you're going to see families that are going to have it right there readily accessible because it's legal.
Like the liquor
and
cabinet,
then it's going
right?
to be, yeah, exactly. You know, it's going to be like a liquor cabinet. You know, whenever I was a kid, I used to steal out of my dad's liquor cabinet. Well, now what they're going to do is they're going to steal out of their dad's marijuana jar. And they're going to have a little bit, they're going to have it more accessible to them. You know, and what it's going to do is, again, we talked about that it's going to lead to other things. We just need to be a little bit more. We can't look at the bottom line and what it's going to bring to the state as far as money. We need to think about what is it going to do to our children. And most importantly, that's if we look at those areas, I think that we should definitely not even think about it anymore.
Well, Thomas Hata has spent the last 4.5 years going through the program at Expect a Miracle.
Yes.
And has graduated to a point where I'm sure you still have some concerns about substance abuse.
Absolutely.
Maybe you'll always have those.
Absolutely.
And probably all of us ought to have those worries too.
Yeah.
It's not a game.
It isn't. There's nothing. I mean, it's something that's you're always going to think about.
Well, we should.
The temptation's always going to be there. Yeah. I can tell you about the new property that we're going to be at.
Mm.
The new property that we're going to be at is right there. It's called the International District. But everybody knows it as the war zone here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there. Right across the street from us is a drug dealer.
Mm.
So it's that accessible. I could be like, dang. I could just go right there right now and I could get me something.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's when we rely on our foundation with Christ
mm-hmm.
to help us overcome those things. And that's what we try to instill into the men, showing them that it's only through Christ that we're going to be able to overcome those things. It's going to be there. We should never forget about where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
Never. We should move past it, but don't forget about it so that way we know what it could cause again. Because it doesn't get easier. It gets worse every single time you go back to doing it. The Bible tells us that whenever we clean house, God cleans house and it's empty and nothing is left there, then guess what happens? That same thing that was there comes back with 7 worse than him.
Yeah.
So what it's doing is we're inviting. We're inviting even more into our lives if we decide to go back to it. When we have that foundation and we're not built on the sand, but we're built on the rock of Jesus Christ is when we're able to overcome those things.
Amen. We're going to be back with more. Daniel McCabe, pastor at Legacy Church, singer-songwriter Eddie B., and Pedro Jaramillo, the director and pastor of Expect a Miracle. has brought in Thomas Hara, who you just heard from, talking about Expect a Miracle Ministry. We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
The Children's Grief Center of New Mexico provides support services for children and their caregivers after the death of a loved one. Each month, specialized workshops are offered. During the school year, peer support groups are offered in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. During the summer and holiday months, short-term services are offered, including Camp Corazon, a free 3-day, 2-night camping experience that provides grieving children with age-appropriate coping skills, helping them manage grief. Families are never charged for these services. The Children's Grief Center of New Mexico's 14th annual Healing Hearts Luncheon and Silent Auction is Friday, February 7th at 11 a.m. Proceeds from this event help to provide the assistance these children and their caregivers need. To attend, sponsor a table, or donate in lieu of attending, go to childrensgrief.org or call 323-0478. That's 323-0478. Part of Mission New Mexico. Sponsored by New Mexico Solar Group, Mark Pardo Salon, Star 88, and KNKT.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge, Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I just love that piece that Buck Buckner put together for us on buying local. Buck is the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spas. If you need a good car wash, go to Rain Tunnel. Buck's a neat believer, a sponsor here at KNKT, and we appreciate his words of wisdom about buying local. Daniel McCabe, you've got a lot of business people. You've got a lot of ministry people going to Legacy Church.
Yeah.
And you've developed a neat family. You've got campuses now, Wyoming and Montgomery. You're out at Central and Coors. One in Rio Rancho. I haven't been to that one. Where's that one?
That's in the Premier Theater.
Oh.
At Unser and Southern. Yeah,
absolutely. Unser and, well, been to the Premier Theater. Well, that's neat. And then do you have a fourth location as well?
That's in the East Mountains. Yes, okay. In Edgewood. We
okay.
sure do.
Okay.
So the only one that doesn't have a midweek service is the one in the theater. They all have weekend services, and the rest of them have midweek services as well. So, yeah, we got a lot of things happening and going on.
My friend, they say the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
There you go.
You're doing a lot. And you're coming alongside like people like these gentlemen.
Right.
Tell us what's next for Legacy.
Well, you know, one of the things we actually have coming up on Friday, February 7th, is we're doing something with Tim Tebow Foundation for Night to Shine. And that's a great event. It'll be our sixth one. It'll be our sixth event that we do. And it's for people with special needs, ages 14 and older. And basically what we do is we just put on a prom for them so that they can experience. Yeah, it's great. It's actually one of the largest in the country. We had over 2,000 guests last year. So we're opening multiple areas at our central campus there. We've got a couple different venues as it's grown over the years. So, yeah, we had over 2,000 people. Nationwide, they had over 100,000 people that have come to Night to Shine events with Tim Tebow's foundation, over 200,000 volunteers. So it's a big thing. But really, from a local standpoint, it's just really nice to be able to do this in a really neat event for the community. And I think we do still have a few spots that are open. For someone, if you know someone with special needs, that they would be able to come, and usually they have a caretaker or a guest, so we understand that. So we do have a few spots that are still open.
Well, you're talking about a prom. They get to dress up.
Oh, yeah. We bring in limos for them. They get to do limo rides, just kind of, you know, take a little drive around the area. We'll feed them. We understand the special dietary restrictions, so there's different options there on the different food that's there. But, yeah, it's just a great event. People are dressed up. We actually will set it up where if they come earlier in the day, they can get their hair done, they can get their makeup done with a team of volunteers that come in to do that. We've had people, some of the different people you mentioned earlier, business people, donate clothing and items so they can come and they can, if they don't have the suit or the dress, they can come and they can grab that as well. So it's just an unforgettable prom night experience. And, yeah, if you do have someone that would be interested in that, you know somebody that would fit that need and have that desire to attend, they can go to legacychurch.com. They can call the church office. The number's there on the website, and they can register them and get them signed up. So that's one of the things that we have going next. And,
hey, Pastor Daniel, can I say something, sir? Real quick? With the Night to Shine, Expect a Miracle is the one that does the decorating.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, if there's people out there that would might like to volunteer, come along the side of us and help decorate.
Yeah, a lot of work to get all
the. We usually start decorating. It's going to be on a Friday, and we about 8 o'clock in the morning, we're there decorating till the events begin. So, you know, if somebody can come, you know, somebody wants to help come and just, you know, help us decorate, that would be amazing, you know, because it's a lot of work. Like he said, it's growing. They just added more rooms to decorate. So if, you know, maybe there'd be somebody that would like, they can contact Legacy Church. And
then take a hard right turn, switch gears a little bit, Jim. You asked other things going on. We do have an academy, Legacy Academy. The way our school's set up is people have to attend church, a like-minded, gospel-believing church. So our kids, they're church kids. So that's what we're doing.
Is it a high school, Daniel?
Yeah, we actually will open up our 12th grade this year. So we have pre-K 4 through 12th grade. Registration just opened this past weekend. So they can look at our church website, legacychurch.com, or legacyacademynm.com.
And I can testify the Holy Spirit is present because there are basketball hoops.
Yeah, you get that nice basketball, Jim. Jim loves that. I know, Jim, we only have like a minute left, but just Eddie started a great school this year, so he's got like 60 seconds just to share how great that's been.
Yeah, we started a missions college in the South Valley, and what it is, it's a one-year school of ministry. With Agape Bible College, and then we also teach life skills, so math, English, you know, speaking, things like that. To at the end of the year, these guys graduate their associate's degree. But the whole purpose for it that God gave me was to be in every prison in the United States, and He said, Eddie, I want you to open up a missions college. So a lot of these guys that come out of our college will springboard into different states and start doing missions work in that state, raising up missionaries underneath them. So that's about 60 seconds. There you go.
So they're going through the program. They've gotten out of prison.
They don't have to be.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah,
okay.
Anybody can come to the college. We can only seat 12 at a time.
Okay.
So it's 1 year. They can opt in, obviously. But
and, Eddie, how do they get in touch with you about participating?
Sure, they can go to our website, eddieb.net. Okay. And that has all of our information on it as far as the college goes as well.
Yeah, great stuff. And each one of these websites, again, I want to mention them one more time, expectamiracleabq.com, eddieb.net, and legacychurchnm.com. Can you get there with legacychurch.com also?
Yes,
so
yes, sir.
Either one
either
of you there.
Yep.
So a lot of great information. You guys are doing some wonderful work. We pray God continues to bless you. And you know what the biggest takeaway for me today is? You guys have some fun doing this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.